this podcast is the second in a series about using Wikispaces to create and maintain a class webpage. In this podcast, you'll create pages and link them to the navigation bar on the left side of the Wikispaces site. You'll notice that your site already has a few components. First of all, there is a grade level homepage with the names of the teachers and assistants. You can dress this page up by including pictures and short biographies. As you found out in the previous podcast, all you need to do is to sign in and click Edit This Page. Let's say you're ready to create a new page for policies and procedures, or maybe you want to create a page that lists some of the great curriculum topics the children will work on during the next month or so. Some pages you'll kind of share with your teammates, such as homework policies, but other pages are unique to your classroom. You'll have to work on some kind of plan with your teammates so you know who will create which page. When you're ready to create a page with whatever information needs to be shared with the parents and the class, click Create New Page. The next screen allows you to name that page. You can name the page something like Roommate Procedures. Next, you'll notice that the page is already to add content and looks like a word processing document described in detail in the last podcast. After you finish creating the page, click Save. Now you'll need to link it. Right now, your page is kind of hard to find. It's not on the navigation bar, so parents can't navigate to it from the left-hand side, and it's not linked to the home page either. Let's put it on the navigation bar. At the very bottom of the navigation bar, you'll see a link that says Edit Navigation. You're signed in, aren't you? Well, now you'll get a word processing document called space.menu. Keep in mind you are editing the left-hand bar that allows users to find information. If the page you created is specific to your room, identify it with whatever it is you type in the title in the nav bar. If it works for the whole grade level, you should leave your room number off the title. Anyway, type the text that you want to be hotlinked. Highlight the text. Click on the World Link button on the toolbar. The next window will allow you to click a Wiki Link button, and then click on the arrow that'll provide a drop-down menu next to the page name. Select the page you've just created, and then click OK. Let's try that one more time. When you type the name of the page in the navigation bar and highlight it, and click on the World Link menu, you'll be provided with a window that will allow you to select the page that you just created, and then it will link that text to the page. So when the user clicks on that text, it will take them directly to the page. A similar procedure lets you create external links to resources in the World Wide Web. You'll see in the image that is provided that you click the external link button and paste the web address in the box provided before you click OK. Don't forget to save. Click Home to see what the navigation bar looks like. You can, for example, create a link from your name on the grade level home page to your own homeroom page. This time you'll create a new page, call it whatever you want, your room number, your name, for example. Fill it with content and save it. Then go back to the home page of Wikispaces. Highlight your name on the page, click the World Link button, and on the next screen, click the Wiki Link button and navigate the drop-down menu to the page you've just created. Click OK. That way, it's not necessary to create a link in addition to the one on the nav bar. So you can either link to the nav bar or somewhere on the home page. Either way, The key is to make the information easy to find. Keep in mind that as you create this site and it gets bigger, you can change the navigation bar around, rename your pages, change the way the pages can be linked, and it's all done pretty easily. Explore the Manage This Site and Recent Changes link at the very top left-hand side of the page to see more of the features of the wiki and get a feel for how changes can be made easily.